Before I go to Beijing, I knew I was strong. I know I was strong because I trained hard. I trained hard. Every woman have his own body. Some of them take just 5, 10 kilos. Some of lose very hard. And because you have a good environment, you have a good trainer, the support of your government, you have the doctors, the friends around. So you don't think about many things like me. I was thinking about my son, where he's going to school, how can I keep him? I was alone, I am in France, many things. So he takes your head heavy and you are not concentrated on what you are able to do.
How difficult was it on a practical level, just thinking about your son and who was looking after him? And was it difficult for you as a mother just trying to fit in the training and making sure he was okay and all that kind of?
Yes. When I have my son, that was my difficulty. How can I keep my son go to train and try to be a champion? Because I train 3 times a day. So it's difficult to manage with a son. And that time I was living alone with my son. So to take care of my son, to keep him somewhere and take care of my own self, because I have to rest between all of those training, I have to rest. It was very difficult. And secondly, competition, because I have to travel to go to the competition. And we need competition to improve, because if you train and you didn't compete, it's not important. So I have to travel around the world with my son. Definitely, you need help.
And I'm a mum, and I think about my son all the time. When you were competing, were you thinking about him, or was it quite easy for as a competitor to just put him to the back of your mind?
Sometimes that's what I did. It's difficult, but you have to meditate it. So, even in Beijing, when I was there, okay, my son, I went to Cameroon and he was with my mom, so he's secure there, okay. So, I have to concentrate, but he's still young because it was the first time he was far from me more than 1 month. I focus on my job first, and I know when my son will grow, he will be happy that her mom was Olympic champion. So, if my son is far from me, I have to do something good to have a good reason to did it.
And it's interesting, isn't it? When you won your gold medal in 2008, many people didn't talk about the fact you'd won the medal. They talked about what you were wearing and that you were wearing your skirt.
Yes, I remember because after 2004, my first gold medal, I have a break because I was pregnant to my first child. So that time I was in US, so I was looking to TV, and I was more interested about a tennis ball. So I was interested about Williams, Venus Williams, and I like the way they dress. So when I have my son and I need to come back on the track, I start with tennis. I change sports just to change my mind, to change everything. So I didn't come back immediately on the. I went to learn how to do another sport, basketball and tennis. And I like it because you look more like a woman. It's different. That's why I change. And in my mind, I say, okay, before I was a girl, I was a woman. Now, I'm a mom and a sports mom, so I need to change to respect it. That I am a mom now. I have a husband. I have a child. So my dress have to be a little bit different than before. That's what I have in my head.
When you look back at what you achieved as a mum, that as a mum you managed to secure a second Olympic gold medal, how proud are you of what you did?
Oh, I was very, very happy. I was very happy because it was very hard. I trained hard, and I was happy also because sometimes they say that when a woman have a baby, she cannot improve anymore in sport. So that is not true. I did it. You can have a child, you can have a family, and you can be a champion. I did it.